Good evening.
晚安。
It's good to be back with you.
很高兴又一次回到我们当中。
And it's my privilege this weekend.
这个礼拜的周末的是我的荣幸。
To preach to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够再次传讲耶稣基督的福音。
What we're going to do tonight and tomorrow.
我们今天跟明天我们所会做的是。
Is we're going to look at four messages that revolve around the gospel.
我们要讲四篇信息，都是有关福音的信息。
And so tonight we're going to see that the gospel is revealed in the Old Testament.
就今天晚上我们要看到福音是在旧约中显明的、启示的。
And then tomorrow we'll look at that there is only one true gospel.
明天我们要看的是只有一个真正的福音。
And then we'll look at the truth and experience of the gospel.
然后我们要看到要相信而且要经历的福音。
And then finally we'll look at our gospel responsibilities.
好，最后我们要看到我们对福音的责任义务是什么。
And so let's pray together and ask for the Lord's help.
首先我们祷告求主来帮助我们。
Our Father, we do thank you for the old story of Jesus and his love.
是父神，我们为着这个古老的有关耶稣的故事和他的大爱，我们感谢你。
Father, there here
是父神，没有比这个更好的消息了。我们所需要的没有更好的了。
And Father, we pray tonight that you would open our hearts to the Word of God.
愿今晚你打开我们的心门，打开我们的心窍，能够听见你的话语。
We pray that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear.
愿你给我们有耳可听，有眼能看。
Father, we pray for those who already believe in Christ.
我们为那些已经信靠基督的人祷告。
We pray that you would give them understanding and insight into your word.
愿你赐他们悟性和聪明，能够明白你的话。
And Father, we pray for those who are without Christ.
我们也为那些没有基督的、不认识你的人祷告。
Father, we pray even tonight that you would open their eyes so that they would see Jesus.
哦，主，也愿今天晚上你开他们的眼睛，好叫他们能看见耶稣。
Father, we know that flesh and blood cannot change the human heart.
父，我们知道不是属血气的，不是人能够改变人心的。
Flesh and blood cannot reveal Christ.
属血气的不能够启示基督。
But Father, you through your Spirit can.
唯独你父啊，借着你的圣灵，能够启示你的爱子。
And we pray that you would do that tonight for us.
愿你今晚为我们成就这事。
And so, Father, we plead for the help and the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们恳求圣灵的帮助和圣灵的大能。
Father, we believe in the Holy Spirit.
父啊，我们相信你所差遣的圣灵。
He is the Lord and the giver of life.
他是生命的主，他是赐生命的王。
He spoke through the prophets.
他借着先知向我们说话。
And we pray that he would speak to us tonight.
愿今晚他也向我们说话。
We ask this in the name of your Son Jesus. Amen.
我们是奉你爱子耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Well, we're going to look at two passages, one in the Old Testament.
我们要看看两段经文，一个是在旧约圣经里的。
And then one in the New Testament.
还有一段是在新约圣经。
We're going to read Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15.
我们要看看创世纪第三章一到十五节。OK, 我们大家同声来读创世纪的第三章一到十五节。耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说，你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就 就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
The second passage is in the New Testament.
好，第二段经文是在新约里面。
Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 and 5.
加拉太书的第四章四到五节，我们同声来读。及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So when we come to the Bible,
当我们来看圣经的时候，
we could say that the Bible is a collection of 66 books.
我们可以说圣经是一个图书馆，里头有66卷书。
Written by over 40 different human authors.
有40多位人的作者写出来的。
Over a period of 1500 years.
从头到尾中间有相隔了1500多年的时间写成的。
But on the other hand, the Bible is a single story.
但从另一方面说呢，圣经也是一气呵成的一个故事。
There is one plot.
里头只有一个剧情，一个剧本。
And ultimately there's one author.
最终呢，也只有一位终极的作者。
The Bible is not just a story.
圣经不仅是一个故事而已啊。
A true story.
圣经乃是一个真实的故事。
But it's also a drama.
同时呢，也是一个戏剧。
In fact, it's the greatest drama of all.
其实这也是历史上最伟大的一个戏剧。
You know, when we love books about courage and justice and redemption,
你知道，当我们喜欢那些书啊，这些书里头讲到什么勇气啊，就这个讲到 courage and whatever
justice，
讲到公平啊，公义啊
redemption，
还有救赎啊，这些故事。
The reason we love books like that is because of the traces of the image of God in us.
我们之所以爱这一类的书籍，是因为在我们里面有神的形象的影子，所以我们喜欢看这一类的。
We love stories of good triumphing over evil.
我们喜欢看到那些坏人被杀掉，好人得胜啦，这些故事。
And those are traces of the ultimate story written on our hearts.
这些就是神要在放写在我们心上的这些故事，要我们这是最终的故事，想我们看到的。
So the author and the producer and the director of this drama is God the Father.
所以这个圣经的故事，这个剧情的作者，他的
okay. You good?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. Okay. Say it again.
Okay. The author, director, and producer of this drama.
这个圣经的作者，还有这个导演，圣经的产生者，最终是上帝。
Is God the Father.
是父神。 他在导演，他在写作，他在做成这一切，生产这个剧本。
And the leading role belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
而里头的主角呢，是主耶稣基督。
And the drama comes to us in four acts.
这个剧本，圣经的剧本里头有四个幕，四幕。
Act one is creation.
第一幕呢，是创造。
Act two is the fall.
第二幕呢，是堕落。
Act three is redemption.
第三幕呢，是救赎。
And act four is consummation.
第四幕是最后的成全。Okay.
So the third act, which is redemption,
第三幕就是救赎,
is actually the central plot of the drama.
其实是整个戏剧的最中心的焦点。
And in that act, we have the birth of Christ.
在这个焦点，在救赎当中，我们看到了基督的诞生。
And in that third act, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
在这个第三个幕当中，
all of the storylines come together.
所有的这些剧情，这个戏剧的剧情呢，都到了一个高峰，到了一个焦点。
What we have in that third act of redemption,
我们在这第三幕，这救赎的这一幕当中呢，
is the flower of the Old Testament come to full bloom.
我们看到旧约的这些花朵慢慢开花，花到灿烂开花的地步，最灿烂的地步。
And so we can say of the Bible,
所以我们说这本圣经，
that the new is in the old concealed,
新约藏在旧约里，
and the old is in the new revealed,
旧约显明在新约里。
And so there's two ways that you can look at this drama of redemption.
所以你可以从两个角度来看这一个救赎的戏剧。
You can look at all of the little details and pick them apart.
你可以看其中的细节，然后细细的来看，这一个方法。
You can go verse by verse.
你可以一节一节的细细看。
Like looking at each tree in the forest.
就像你在一个大森林里头看每一棵树，细细的观察。
Or you can take a big picture view.
或者你也可以有一个中览。
And you can look at the whole forest, not just the individual trees.
你可以看整个大森林，而不是看一棵一棵的小树。
And so what we're going to do tonight,
就我们今天晚上要做的，
is we're going to look at the drama of God's story.
所以我们要看看神的这个故事的剧情。
In a big picture view,
我们要中览，要看这个大的总的图画。
And so we begin with Act One, creation.
所以我们从第一幕开始，就是创造开始。
In the first three chapters of Genesis,
在创世纪的一到三章，
we have Acts One and Two.
我们有包含了第一幕和第二幕。
With the leading clue for Act 3,
里头更包含了第三幕的主要的线索。
In other words, in the first three chapters of the Bible,
换言之，在圣经里头的头三章里面，
we have creation, fall, and redemption.
我们既有创造，又有堕落，还有救赎，这三件事。
Of course, creation is described for us in Genesis 1 and 2.
当然了，创世纪的第一、第二章讲到神的创造。
And so let's hit some highlights.
好，我们来看看其中的一些高潮。
First of all, there is the unrivaled sovereign creator, God.
首先呢，我们看到这个超越一切的创造主，我们的神上帝。
And he speaks the worlds into existence.
他说有就有。借着他的话语创造了天地宇宙。
His word is the creative power that brings all things into being.
他的命令就是那创造的大能，使万有无中生有。
And so God not only powerfully creates all things,
所以神不仅仅借着他的大能创造万物，
But then he orders everything according to his wisdom.
而且他按着他的智慧使万物都井井有序地运行。
There, of course, are many, many passages in the Bible
当然圣经里头有许许多多的经节
that celebrate the glory of God's wisdom in the creation.
在庆祝在颂赞神创造的智慧与大能。
So after each day of creation,
所以神创造的每一天之后
God makes a declaration.
神就宣告说,
and God saw that it was good.
他看他所造的是好的。
For 5 days, God says it was good, it was good, it was good.
好,五天,接连五天,神都说好的,神看的是好的,好的,好的,五次。
And what was good in the creation?
神所造的是好的。
Is that God's handiwork was reflecting back to him his glory.
为什么是好的？因为神所造的万物都彰显了神的荣耀和智慧。
But on the sixth day, he made man.
但是第六天神创造人。
And he did not just simply say, it is good.
神不仅仅说他看是好的而已。
He saw that it was very good.
他乃说他看甚好。
And so God creates man, male and female.
神造了人，造男又造女。
Both men and women bear the image of God.
不管是男人和女人，都彰显神的荣耀，彰显神的形象。
And it's the creation of mankind which is the crowning achievement of the creation.
神所造的人是他所造的一切万物的最高峰，顶峰。
Only human beings bear the image of God.
唯有人类才有神的形象。
And so as God looks at man,
所以当神看人的时候,
He is pleased because man reflects His glory more than anything else in the creation.
他非常喜悦人类,因为人比一切所造的其他的万物更加彰显神的荣耀和形象。
And so God creates all things.
神造了万物。
Creates all things for its glory.
一切都是为他荣耀所造的。
Creates man as male and female.
他造男又造女。
In his own image.
按照他自己的形象造人。
And then he creates the institution of marriage.
然后他又设立了婚姻的制度。
He joins man and woman together to be one flesh.
他把男人跟女人连在一块儿成为一体。
He actually gives Adam a job in the garden.
他在伊甸园里头，他给了亚当一个任务，一个工作。
Adam's job is to cultivate the garden.
亚当的工作就是培植，就是培植伊甸园。
And right there in those first two chapters of Genesis,
在创世纪的一到二章，在那里，
we have wonderfully profound truth.
我们看到了非常深奥的道理。
That is absolutely relevant for all of us today.
与我们每个人都绝对的息息相关的。
The first thing that should stand out to us
首先我们要注意到的
is that this world and everything in it
这世界和其中的万物
did not evolve by accident
不是自然的演变进化来的不
but rather has a creator
这世界乃是有位创造主。
The other thing that should be obvious to us
另外一件很明显的事
is that God created us as male and female.
神造男又造女这神造的人类。
And when he instituted marriage,
当神设立婚姻的时候
the two becoming one flesh,
男女就成了一体。
That is to be between a man and a woman.
这是一男一女的夫妻的关系。
Regardless of what our state laws may say,
不管我们国家法律怎么说好,
marriage biblically defined is between a man and a woman.
按照根据圣经的婚姻乃是一男一女结合才是婚姻。
Another thing that should be very obvious to us,
另外一件显而易见的,
is that God created work.
就是神给了我们工作。
God created human beings to actually work.
神创造人类，要人类工作，努力，自食其力。
Work was created before sin entered into this world.
罪还没有进入世界，神就要人工作了。
Work is not a result of the fall.
不是因为人堕落犯罪才要工作的，不。
It is a part of God's good creation.
工作乃是神所造的这个美好的世界的一个部分。
God made you to work.
神造你为了干活，为了工作。
And if you're in school,
如果你在学校里头。
God created you to work hard in school.
神造你，为了你在学校里好好努力读书。
If you teach school or drive a truck or deliver groceries, God created you to do those jobs.
如果你做教书的，或者做司机，或者做其他任何的工作，神造你就是为了要好好的尽力而为，自食其力。
So in these first two chapters of Genesis,
是创世纪的一到二章，头两章。
We have man and woman in a garden.
我们有男人女人在伊甸园里头。
Happily married.
幸福的结了婚了，美满的婚姻。
In perfect harmony with each other.
他们彼此相爱，真是天作之合。
And with their creator.
与他们神的关系也是亲密无间的，非常要好。
In Genesis 1 and 2.
在创世纪一到二章。
We see the way things ought to be.
我们看到这世界本来应该是什么样子。
That's Act 1.
这是第一幕啊，创造。
But then we have Act 2.
好，然后就来到了第二幕啦。
And in Act 2, things begin to go wrong.
哦，在第二幕当中开始就有问题啦。
The perfect harmony that exists in the garden,
那个本来在伊甸园里头那个井井有序的次序，那个美满的十全十美的关系，
is about to be disrupted.
要开始错乱。
There's a rebellion.
里头就有了反叛。
In Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 6,
创世纪第三章的一到六节告诉我们，
we see the beginning of Act 2 that we call the fall.
我们看到这第二幕的就是堕落的开始了。
There are many questions that we have when it comes to Genesis chapter 3.
当我们读创世纪第三章的时候，我们会有很多的问题。
Where did that serpent come from?
那条蛇从哪来的？
Why did the woman listen?
为什么那个女人要听蛇的话?
Why did the man listen to the woman?
为什么男人要听女人的?
So many questions.
我问题多得很。
But God doesn't answer all of our questions.
但是神并没有回答我们所有的问题。
He just tells us what we need to know.
他仅仅告诉我们该知道的是什么。
In the military,
在军队里头,
there is what's called a need-to-know basis.
有一个你需要知道多少就告诉你多少的一个基础。
What do you need to know?
你需要知道什么呢?
Only what you need to know.
仅仅你所需要知道的而已。
There's a lot that we want to know.
有很多事情我们但愿我们知道更多。
But not everything that we want to know is what we need to know.
但是不是我们所想要知道的都是我们需要知道的。
The Bible comes to us on a need-to-know basis.
圣经呢，只告诉我们我们所需要知道的。
It may not answer everything we want to know.
不见得回答我们所有我们想要知道的问题。
But tells us exactly what we need to know.
却告诉我们很清楚的我们所需要知道的是什么。
And so in Genesis 3, we see the serpent.
所以在创世纪第三章我们看到那条蛇。
And the serpent comes and he actually twists God's word.
所以这条蛇进来，他把神的话语给扭曲了。
The serpent comes and he actually challenges God's goodness.
他来，他挑战神的良善。神真良善吗？
In fact, if the serpent comes to the woman,
这个蛇来到女人面前。
He insinuates that God is actually not really very good to the man and the woman.
他种下了怀疑的种子，他挑拨离间，他说：“哎呀，神呐，对人不是真正很好哦，他不是真爱你哦。”
He makes it seem as if God withholding that one tree from them was really God being mean and selfish.
他把这个挑拨离间他把说，哎，那棵树啊，神不让你吃啊，其实神不是好意哦，神是他不怀好意哦，他在挑拨离间，种下怀疑的种子。
The serpent also denies the truth of God's word.
而且这蛇也否认了神话语的真实。
Has God really said?
神岂是真说真的吗？嗯。
And then the serpent denies God's judgment.
然后这条蛇又否定了神的判断，神的公义。
The woman says, adding to God's word, we shall not eat of the tree nor touch it.
这女人呢，回答蛇的时候，她又加添了自己的话，她说，神说不可吃，也不可摸。
For in the day that we eat of it, we'll die.
因为我们吃的日子必定要死。
And the serpent just flat out lies and says, you won't die.
但撒旦呢，就简直就是撒谎，他说。 你不一定死，你不会死的。
And so the serpent deceives the woman.
所以这蛇欺骗了女人。
And the woman just tells the man, eat the fruit.
这女人呢，又告诉男人，你吃吧，你吃吧。
The woman has an excuse.
这女人有借口。
She's deceived by the serpent.
她被蛇骗了，女人有借口啊。
The man was just an idiot.
但是这个男人是笨蛋。
He just took the fruit and ate.
他就拿了那个果子就吃了。
The man and the woman disobey God's command.
不论男人女人都违背了神的命令。
They eat the fruit.
他们吃了那果子。
And they take upon themselves the knowledge of good and evil.
然后他们就知道何为善，何为恶了。
Instead of Adam and Eve trusting God to tell them what was good and evil,
亚当夏娃不信靠神来告诉他们何为善恶。
They ate of the fruit and their eyes were opened so that they saw and knew good and evil.
他们自己自作主张拿了那个善恶树的果子吃了。
The difference is knowing cancer like a doctor knows cancer, or knowing cancer like a cancer patient knows cancer.
这个不同就在于像一个癌症病人知道癌症什么意思，与一个医生知道癌症是什么意思的不同。
And so once they eat,
一旦他们吃了,
everything changes.
一切都改变了。
There are immediate and global consequences to their sin.
一旦吃了，随即就有全球性的和立刻的。
The first thing that tragically happens,
好，第一个不幸的后果,
is that they're alienated from God.
就是他们与神分离了。
The scripture tells us that God used to walk in the garden in the cool of the day.
圣经告诉我们说, 当天起凉风的时候，神在伊甸园中行走往来。
The idea is that he would have fellowship with the man and the woman in the garden.
意思就是神曾经和亚当夏娃在伊甸园里头美好的交通，亲密的关系。
But once Adam and Eve rebelled against God,
一旦亚当夏娃反叛神了,
that fellowship was broken.
神跟人的关系就破裂了。
And they were alienated from God.
他们就与神疏远了。
They alienated themselves from God.
是他们自己要跟神疏远的。
So that as God was walking in the garden in the cool of the day,
所以当天起凉风的时候, 神在伊甸园中行走,
the man and the woman went and hid themselves.
那男人跟女人就躲起来了。
They felt shame because of their sin.
他们感觉到羞愧，不好意思, 因为他们犯了罪了。
And so instead of running to God,
所以他们与其 奔向神,
they ran away from God.
如今他们背向神,
and they hid themselves.
他们躲起来, 藏起来,
indicating that their relationship with God had been broken.
表明他们跟神的关系已经破裂了。
But their relationship with each other was now broken.
不但如此, 他们彼此的关系也破裂了。
That perfect harmony that they had in the garden,
那他们从前在伊甸园那美好的夫妻关系,
is now disrupted.
如今破裂了。
At the end of Act 1,
在第一幕的末了,
Adam and Eve are in the garden naked and unashamed.
那时候亚当夏娃在伊甸园里头赤身露体, 他们不觉得羞愧。
Now they make coverings for themselves.
如今他们要披戴一些东西来遮掩自己。
Adam's sin brought sin and death into this world.
亚当的罪把罪恶和死亡带进这个世界。
Adam brought God's judgment on the world.
亚当也把神的审判带入这个世界。
And not only is the relationship with God broken because of Adam's sin,
不仅仅因着亚当犯罪, 他们与神的关系破裂了,
but our relationship with each other is broken because of Adam's sin. And so when God confronts Adam over his disobedience,
所以当神面对亚当问他为什么你要反叛的时候,
Adam says, it's the woman that you gave me.
亚当说,那个女人她干的好事啊,你给我那个女人,
Not only does he blame the woman,
他不仅仅怪那个女人,
but he also ultimately blames God.
他最终他在怪神,
it's the woman that you gave me.
他说,这是你给我那个女人,
And so sin enters into the world.
所以罪进入这个世界,
death through sin. In Act 1, it was the way things ought to be.
在第一幕,
but in Act 2, everything is broken.
但第二幕,
so now all of Adam's posterity is born in sin and rebellion. And so Act 2 is a tragedy. It is where the bad news takes place. But even in the midst of Act 2 and the tragedy, there is a promise of good news. The first word from God is judgment on the serpent.
好,神第一个是对撒旦的审判,这是神的第一个字,第一句话。
But even in that first word, there is a promise to the man and the woman.
有神对亚当夏娃对第一对男女的一个第一个应许
with the man and the woman listening
这男人女人当时正在听
God says to the serpent
神对那蛇说
that there is going to be enmity between your seed and the woman's seed
我会在蛇和女人的后裔的当中叫你们彼此敌对
What God is describing is this cosmic battle
所以神所讲的是这个宇宙性的征战
What we'll see is we will see actually that enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman will continue throughout Old Testament and New Testament history
我们看到这蛇的后裔跟女人后裔之间彼此为敌啊 这个彼此为仇这个征战会一直打从旧约打到新约
But in that promise of verse 15, it's not just that there will be enmity between the two seeds, but God actually shifts focus to a single seed of the woman. And that single seed will actually bruise the head of the serpent,
女人的那一个后裔要伤蛇的头,
which means that the seed of the woman will bring a fatal blow to the head of the serpent,
换言之,那女人的后裔要给那蛇的后裔致命的当头一棒,
but God says to the serpent, you will bruise his heel,
但是神对蛇说,你也要伤她,这女人后裔的脚跟。
Now what would you rather have?
你要哪一个,是头上一棒子还是脚跟咬一口?
A crushed skull or a bruised heel?
你要一个脑袋瓜,啪,烂掉,还是脚跟给咬一口呢? 要哪一个?
The serpent will suffer a crushed skull.
这蛇,脑袋瓜会被...
The seed of the woman will only be hurt insofar as a bruised heel.
而女人的后裔呢, 只会伤她的脚跟而已一点点。
And so Act 1 is creation.
所以第一幕是神的创造。
It's good, it's the way things ought to be.
是好的, 是本来应当如此的, 美好的。
Act 2 is the fall.
第二幕是堕落。
That's when things begin to fall apart.
就是事情开始分崩离析了。
Rebellion, sin, and death enter the world.
反叛、罪恶、堕落、死亡进入世界。
It's the worst tragedy of all human history.
这是人类历史上最大的悲剧。
But even in the midst of that tragedy,
但甚至在那个大悲剧当中，
there is this magnificent little promise.
啊，有这个美好的应许。
And that little promise is that God will bring through the seed of the woman,
就是神借着那女人的后裔，
the destruction of the serpent,
会导致那蛇的灭亡。
That brings us to Act 3.
这就把我们带到了第三幕了。
Act 3 is redemption.
第三幕就是救赎的一幕。
And so beginning in Genesis chapter 4,
从创世纪第四章开始，
we see this promise of redemption begin to unfold.
我们看到神的救赎的应许就开始一步步的展现出来了。
And in fact, throughout all of the rest of the Old Testament,
其实整本旧约圣经都是如此。
We will actually see through God making promise after promise that His redemption story is unfolding.
看到神一个一个的应许，借着这些应许，神的救赎的故事不断的展现开来。
Don't read the Old Testament as if it's a bunch of disconnected stories.
你不要读旧约圣经好像就是其中毫不相干的这个故事那个故事毫不相干，不。
The Old Testament is not just stories about Noah and Moses and David.
旧约不仅仅是有关挪亚的故事啊，大卫的故事啊，这个亚伯拉罕的故事，不仅仅是分崩离析毫不相干的故事而已。
The story of the Old Testament,
旧约的整个故事，
is God in His grace coming to a fallen people.
是神在他的恩典中来拯救这些堕落的人类一个故事。
Bringing redemption to them.
他把救赎带给堕落的人。
In other words, the gospel is in the Old Testament.
旧约里头就有福音啊。
Consider the covenant of promise made to Abraham.
好，想想神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Paul actually says that the scripture preached the gospel to Abraham.
保罗告诉我们说，圣经啊，向亚伯拉罕传福音了。
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8.
亚拉太书三章八节，并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
And so this promise that God makes,
所以这是神所给的应许，
would begin to grow.
这个应许会不断的发展。
In Genesis 3:15, it's the seed of the woman.
在创世纪三章十五节讲的是那个女人的后裔。
But in the promise to Abraham,
但是神给亚伯拉罕的后裔呢？给亚伯拉罕的应许呢？
It is Abraham's seed.
是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And then we find out that it is the seed of Isaac.
然后我们又看到这是以撒的后裔。
And then the seed of Jacob.
然后雅各的后代。
And then the seed of Judah.
然后是犹大的后裔。
And then the seed of David.
然后是大卫的后裔。
And so throughout the whole Old Testament.
所以借着整本旧约圣经，
there are all kinds of seed promises.
有很多很多有关这一位后裔的应许。
And head crushing promises.
还有要踩烂撒旦的头蛇的头的应许。
Looking forward to the time when God would fulfill those promises completely.
这些都在向前看，等候神要把这些应许完全应验的那一天。
In many ways, the Old Testament illustrates the promise for us in many, many different ways.
所以从很多角度来看，
In many ways, the Old Testament illustrates that promise for us in many, many different ways.
所以从一个角度来看，旧约把这些应许都显明说明，很多不同的方式，各个角度把这个应许来说明了。
So in the garden, God dwelt with Adam and Eve.
是在伊甸园里头，神与亚当夏娃同住同在。
But after the fall, God withdrew and there was alienation.
所以堕落之后呢，神就离开了。神就与人隔绝了。
But in the promise, God says, I'll be your God and I'll dwell with you.
但是在应许里头，神说，我要做你的神，我要与你们同在。
And so in the Old Testament, God gives instructions for a tabernacle.
所以在旧约里头，神给了 要建造会幕的应许。
And so the tabernacle is a picture of actually God dwelling with his people.
这会幕呢其实是一幅图画，就神与人同在的一幅图画。
It is an amazing picture.
是一个非常美好的图画。
But then the question is, how can God dwell in the midst of a sinful people?
那问题是, 这位圣洁的神怎么能够住在这群罪人当中呢?
That is in the law, he provides sacrifices.
所以就借着律法，他就告诉我们要借着献祭与他亲近。
He provides the priesthood.
他又供应了这些祭司的制度。
And so God dwells in the midst of his people because there are mediators called priests who offer sacrifices for the sins of the people.
神能够住在他的百姓当中，因为在神人当中有一位中保，有一位中介，就是神所设立的祭司。
And this is nothing other than a picture of the gospel itself.
这就是福音的一幅图画说明。
We read in the Gospel of John.
我们在约翰福音里头看到。
That the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
道成了肉身。 住在我们这个住在我们中间的意思就是搭帐篷在我们中间。
So Jesus comes in the tabernacle of human flesh to dwell among people.
所以耶稣基督来到世上，就穿上人的肉身，就像披戴上会幕一样，住在他百姓当中。
But how in the world can God dwell with sinful people?
但是神怎么能够与罪人住在一起呢？
In John's Gospel, John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
在约翰福音，施洗约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So all of these things in the Old Testament
所以这些旧约里的这些事情
point forward and anticipate the coming of Jesus.
都指向而且盼望一位基督的救赎主的到来。
And so not only do we have pictures and illustrations in the Old Testament,
不仅仅在旧约里头有图画，有这些预表、预象,
but the promise would be given in specific prophecies.
而且还有一些很明确的旧约的预言。
So for instance, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
譬如以赛亚书第9章6到7节。 因有一婴孩为我们而生，我们起读。有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
700 years before Jesus was born,
耶稣降生之前的700年前,
Isaiah the prophet wrote these words.
先知以赛亚写了这些话语。
Have you ever paid attention to how amazing this prophecy is?
你有没有注意看这一段预言是何等的奇妙呢？
Notice on the one hand, a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us.
请注意，一方面，一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个子会赐给我们。
This is a prophecy of the coming seed of the woman.
这就是有关那个女人的后裔的一个应许。
But the child that will be born and the son that is given,
但这个婴孩 这个所赐的子
is also going to be a king.
也会成为一个王。
You see it in the second line. The government will rest on his shoulders.
你继续看, 政权必担在他的肩头上。
And then when Isaiah actually describes for us who this child is, who this son is,
然后以赛亚继续形容这一位 婴孩为我们而生的婴孩，这位子赐给我们的子是谁呢？
Isaiah says his name will be called Wonderful.
以赛亚说他的名称为奇妙。
The word Wonderful used in the Old Testament,
奇妙在旧约里头这个字啊,
is used only of God.
唯有用在神身上才说奇妙。
Notice his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
注意啊，他名称为奇妙测试。
Mighty God,
全能的神,
Eternal Father,
永在的父,
Prince of Peace,
和平的君,
and so you have to see how wonderful this is.
所以你要看到是何等的奇妙,
the child that's born,
这一个为我们而生的婴孩,
the son that's given,
这个赐给我们的子,
is himself Mighty God.
他自己就是那全能的神.
Throughout the whole Old Testament, God continually tells his people,
在整本旧约圣经，神不断地告诉他的百姓，
I'm going to deliver you.
我要拯救你们，救赎你们。
I'm going to rescue you.
我要救赎你们。
I'm going to send to you a deliverer.
我要差一位救赎者来帮助你们。
I'm going to send you someone who will save you from your sins.
我要差派一位救主,
deliver you from your enemy.
把你从你的仇敌手中救出来。
Someone who will be a king for you.
这位是你的王。
Someone who will take away all of your sins. He will be a priest for you.
这位是你的祭司,
he will be a shepherd like David for you.
他会像大卫一样是一位牧者,
and then God says, and I will be your shepherd.
然后神说,
and so what we see is God promising to deliver. God promising to come to his people. And so how does God come to his people? As a baby. As a little helpless baby. Think of the wonder of the incarnation.
想想这道成肉身的奇妙和奥秘。
God is going to accomplish Act 3.
神要成全第三幕，救赎的一幕。
By entering into this world.
借着亲临这个世界。
As an infant.
借着一个婴孩来到世上。
When that little child was born in Bethlehem,
当那个婴孩在伯利恒出生,
that little baby in the manger,
那个在马槽里的婴孩,
is Almighty God.
他就是那一位全能的神.
That little baby that was crying for its mother's milk,
那个要 和妈妈奶的那个婴孩在哭的，在闹的婴孩,
was also at that very moment upholding all things by the word of his power.
同时借着他全能的命托住万有宇宙。
And so God promises, I'm going to send a son.
所以神应许了，我要赐一个子给你们。
And then that brings us to Galatians chapter 4.
然后我们就看到
Notice what Paul says in Galatians chapter 4.
注意加拉太书第四章保罗说什么呢?
It's when the fullness of the time came.
极致时候满足了。That
very expression of the fullness of the time
这句话极致时候满足,
is when all of the lines of the story come together.
就是这个故事的所有的剧情各个方面都凑在一块了。
All of the promises find their fulfillment.
圣经里旧约所有的应许都应验了。
The Bible is so clear, God always keeps his word.
圣经非常的清楚, 神是言出必行的。
Listen carefully, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son.
注意听啊, 极致时候满足, 神就差遣他的儿子。
So not only is God the Lord of time and history,
所以神不仅仅是历史时间的主宰,
he's the God who has worked out his plan throughout time.
他更是在时间上不断地施行他的计划的一位神。
And he is the God who has kept his promises by bringing his plan to completion.
他更是那一位按着他的应许实现他的应许他的承诺的这位神。
And he does it by sending his son.
他借着差遣他的儿子成就了他的应许。
Now that tells us a few things about the Son as well.
这里也告诉我们有关神的儿子的几件事。
If God sent forth his son,
好, 如果神差遣他的儿子,
it means that a son existed to be sent forth.
这个意思就是说, 这个子本来就存在, 他才能够被差遣下来。
So the son that comes into this world,
所以那, 来到世上的这位子,
is the eternal Son of God who has always been the Son.
是这位永恒的神的儿子, 他总是神的儿子,
and so, in the fullness of time, God sends forth His Son.
所以时候满足的时候,
and then notice carefully, born of a woman.
好,
do you really think it's necessary to say that he was born of a woman?
你说,
anybody here come into this world apart from being born from a woman?
我们当中有没有人不是为女子所生进到世界上？有没有这样的人？
If you were not born of woman, please raise your hand.
如果你不是从女人生出来的, 你请举手。
I would like to find out how you came into this world.
我要知道你是到底怎么来的，蹦出来的。
Maybe you crawled out from under a rock.
也许你从这个地毯下面钻出来的。
Maybe you were hatched.
也许你从蛋里头孵出来的。
All of us were born of a woman.
不，我们每个人都是从女人所生的。
But when Paul says Jesus was born of a woman,
但是当保罗说耶稣为女子所生的时候,
he's not just stating something that's just obvious.
他不是在讲一些很明显的理所当然的事或。
He's stating something that is profound.
他乃是在讲一个奥秘。
First of all, he's telling us that God's Son came into this world and was fully human.
首先他讲神的儿子来到世上,成为一个人,一个完全的,真正的人。
He came into this world the very same way all of us come into this world.
他来到世上就像我们每个人来到世上一样的,都是由女子所生的。
The pre-existing eternal Son was born of a woman and became a human being.
哦,这一位在永恒里头就存在的,本来就存在的这个永恒的上帝来到世上,借着女子所生,来到世上,成了一个真正的人,跟你我一样。
The Isaiah prophecy tells us,
以赛亚的预言里头告诉我们说,
a child will be born,
一个婴孩为你们所生,
a son will be given,
一个子会赐给你们。
And so, born of a woman, Paul's saying, fully human.
所以为女子所生, 第一点, 保罗要说的是, 他是一个完全的人, 一个真正的人。
In John's language, the word became flesh.
根据约翰的说法, 这是道成了肉身。
But there's more than just saying that the Son of God became human.
但是这里不仅仅讲的是神的儿子变成一个人而已啊，不仅如此。
When Paul says born of a woman,
当保罗说为女子所生的时候,
he's actually connecting us back to that first promise.
他在把这里的这个女子所生的和第一个应许，创世纪三章十五节那个应许挂上钩。
He's connecting us back to the seed of the woman promise.
哎，他在把这个女子所生的这个子和那第一个应许，那女人的后裔连接在一块。So
in the fullness of time,
所以时候满足了。God
sent forth His Son,
神就差遣他的儿子，born
of a woman,
为女子所生，女人的后裔，born
under the law.
而且且生在律法以下。
In other words, the Son of God comes into this world as a human being.
神的儿子来到世上成为人的样式。
He is born under the economy of God's law.
他生在那个律法的系统下面。
The stark reality is that none of us have ever kept the law of God perfectly.
这是件事实，我们当中没有一个人十全十美、万无一失、完全遵守律法的，我们都触犯了律法。What
does God require of you?
神要求你我的是什么？
80%?
80%吗？
70%?
70%吗？
Maybe a D minus?
或者 ABC, D减就行了。
60%?
60分,
he says, okay, I've got the law.
是我有这个律法。
60% barely passing.
你只要达到60%就可以,仅仅及格就行了,有没有?
But it's good enough.
就够好的啦。
Is that what God says?
是不是神那么要求的?
What do you think God requires of us?
你想神要求你我的是达到什么标准?
What percent?
达到百分之多少?
If God is perfectly holy,
如果神是百分之百的完全圣洁的,
and He's told us how we are to live according to His will,
他也告诉我们我们应当如何按照他的旨意去生活,
and He's expressed that in what we call law,
他就借着律法把这个要求向我们显明了,
what is required of us is perfect obedience.
所以神所要求我们的是百分之百完全的顺服。
If you have a law that does not require perfect obedience,
如果你有一个不要求你百分之百达到完全顺服的律法,
then you don't have a law, you have suggestions.
你就没有律法了, 你有的不过是一个建议而已。
And God says you need to obey and you need to obey perfectly. That's what I require of you.
神说你必须顺服, 你要百分之百顺服, 这是我对你的要求。
And who of us have ever done that? And the answer is none of us.
我们当中有没有人完全达到? 答案是没有一个人百分之百。
All of us have broken God's law.
所有的人都触犯他的律法。
All of us have transgressed even our own consciences.
我们自己良心都告诉我们,我们都亏欠神的荣耀,我们都
Just take the Ten Commandments.
你就拿十诫来说好了。
How well have you done?
你十诫遵守了多少?
If you start feeling pretty good about yourself,
如果你自我感觉良好的话,
then read the Sermon on the Mount.
你就读一读登山宝训好了。
And then see how you do there.
你看看你做的怎么样, 达到多少。
And yet Jesus tells us you shall be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
耶稣说你们必须完全像你天父完全一样。
And so why does Paul say specifically Jesus is born of a woman born under the law?
为什么保罗说那么清清楚楚, 那基督是女子所生, 而且生在律法以下呢?
He's born under the law,
他生在律法以下,
on behalf of those who have broken the law.
为了代表那些触犯律法的人生在律法以下。
So he comes and keeps the law perfectly.
所以耶稣来到世上, 他完全地遵行了神的律法。
The only person to ever obey God perfectly,
有史以来唯一百分之百遵行神律法的人,
is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus actually lived the life none of us could ever live.
耶稣活了一个我们没有办法达到的那个生活。
And then he paid the penalty for the law that we broke.
然后他为我们所触犯的律法当受的刑罚担当了我们当受的刑罚。
Galatians 3:13 加拉太书3:13节
Christ
redeemed us from the curse of the law.
基督救我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
By becoming a curse for us.
因为他为我们成了咒诅。
And so the third act of redemption,
所以这第三幕,救赎的第三幕,这是第三幕,
is this glorious good news that the Son has come into the world,
就是荣耀的福音,神的儿子从天而降来到世上,
keeping the promises of God,
按着神的应许来了,女人的后裔,
fulfilling the law of God,
而且完全成全了神的律法,
and paying the penalty for our sin,
而且为我们的罪偿清了罪债。
And then Paul says, in order that,
然后保罗又说了, 为要,
he would redeem those under the law,
要把律法以下的人赎出来,
and adopt us as sons,
叫我们得着儿子的名分。
That's what Christmas is actually all about.
这就是圣诞节的意义了,
Jesus coming into this world,
耶稣来到世上,
the man who was born to die,
那一个来到世上就为了死的人,
so that our sins would be forgiven,
好叫我们的罪得到赦免,
and that we would be brought into God's family,
好叫我们能够进入神的家庭中, 成为他的儿女。
And so we read in Matthew 1:21,
他将要生一个儿子,你要给他起名叫耶稣,因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And so we see that You will call his name Jesus.
我们看到, 你要给他起名叫耶稣,
for he will save his people from their sins.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11.
路加福音第二章10到11节, 我们一起来读。 那天使对他们说, 不要惧怕, 我报给你们大喜的信息, 是关乎万民的。 因今日在大卫的城里, 为你们生了救主, 就是主基督。
Verses 30 to 32.
还有30节到32节, 一起读。 因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩, 就是你在万民面前所预备的, 是照亮外邦人的光, 又是你名以色列的荣耀。
So when we think of Christmas,
当我们想到圣诞节的时候,
when we think of the incarnation of God's Son,
神的儿子道成肉身, 从天而下,
that is the climactic point of the drama of redemption.
这是救赎故事的戏剧的最高潮。
If you are reading a story,
如果你在读一个故事啊,
or you're watching a movie,
或者看一个电影,
and you're watching the plot unfold,
你看到这个剧情, 故事情节不断在发展,
at some point in the story,
在整个故事当中的其中的某一点,
the climax of the plot happens.
这个故事的剧情的最高潮发生了。
The climax of the plot happens when Jesus comes into this world.
人类历史的最高潮就是耶稣基督降世为人，从天而降来到世上，圣诞。
And so Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 1:20.
所以保罗在哥林多后书1:20节，我们一起读：神的应许，不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他。 也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。So,
1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰一书3:8，犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。So
Jesus Christ comes and fulfills the promise of salvation and restoration to God.
所以耶稣来到世上，为了成全神的救恩和恢复的应许。He
is God in human flesh.
他是神，穿着人的肉身来到世上，道成肉身。Lived
a perfect sinless life.
他在世上过了一个完全没有罪的生活。Died
a curse bearing death.
他为我们担当我们的罪恶的咒诅而死。Arose
victorious over sin and death.
而且他复活, 而且胜过了死亡和罪恶。
Again, he rose victorious over sin and death.
Okay, 他复活了, 胜过死亡与罪恶。 Okay, okay.
So he is actually the last Adam. So the Act 1 begins with the first Adam.
所以他就是那最后的末了的亚当。这个第一幕是从第一个亚当开始，对不对？
Act 3 introduces us to the last Adam.
所以第三幕呢，就介绍了最后的末了的亚当。He
comes and reverses the curse.
所以基督来把这个咒诅给取消了。
Bearing our judgment and conquering death.
他担当了我们当受的咒诅, 而且胜过了死亡。
Revelation 5:6.
启示录5:6节, 我又看见宝座与四活物, 并长老之中有羔羊站立, 像是被杀过的, 有七角七眼, 就是神的七灵, 奉差遣往普天下去的。
All right, so here's a quiz.
好。 有个问题了,
how many of your students?
你当中有多少是学生的？举下手。 学生,
all the young people raise their hand, all the old people have their hands down.
所有的年轻人都举手了, 老头老奶奶都放下手了。
We're all students.
我们都是学生了,
right?
对不对?
Some of you are going to be students for a very long time.
有一些呢, 会做很久的学生。
Students take quizzes.
学生呢就要经过考试了，很多考试。
So in God's drama,
所以当神的戏剧
，What is Act One?
第一幕是什么？神的戏剧第一幕是 Creation 啊，创造。
What is Act Two?
第二幕是什么？堕落。
Good. Act Three.
第三幕
，Redemption
救赎。
Act Four.
第四幕呢
？Has yet to happen.
啊，还。即将会来临，即将会发生。
You and I live in the chapters in between Act 3 and Act 4.
哎，你我今天活在第三幕结束与第四幕还没有开始当中的这一幕。
Act 4 is the consummation.
好，第四幕是终极的救赎的成就。
What are we waiting for?
我们在等什么？
We're waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to return.
我们在等候耶稣基督的第二次再来。
And when he returns,
当他再来的时候
he will create a new earth,
他会创造一个新天新地
with a new garden,
有一个新的伊甸园
and a new city,
有一个新城市
and this time, this present time of wilderness wandering,
好，如今这个在旷野流荡的日子
Will turn into a brand new Eden for us.
会变成一个美好的乐园
But only better.
比从前伊甸园更好的乐园
And so those who have trusted Christ for their salvation.
那些信靠耶稣基督的人
Will be participants, citizens of the new heaven and the new earth.
就会在那个新天新地，那个将来的美好的新天新地当中有份。
And in that day, we will finally be everything that God has created us to be.
到那一天，我们就会成就一切神的旨意，要我们所成就的。
In this present life,
如今在今生今世啊
，we will face many disappointments.
我们还会面对很多叫人失望的事。
And most of those disappointments,
大多数这些叫人失望的事儿
will be because we're not living up to what we know we're supposed to be.
都是因为我们没有达到我们该达到的地步的结果。
There is coming a day,
但是有一天
in which God will make a new heaven and a new earth,
神会造一个新天新地
wherein righteousness will dwell forever,
有义完全的公义。永远住在其中
and you and I will finally be everything that God created us to be
我们就能够完全成就所神创造人类的终极的那美好的目的
so the drama of redemption
所以这救赎的戏剧
is not just simply God telling us a story
不仅仅是神在告诉我们一个故事而已
This story is unlike any other story.
哎，这个故事跟世上其他任何的戏曲、任何故事都不一样。
Because this story says you have a place in it.
因为这个故事告诉我们说，哎，你在这个故事当中也有份，你正在扮演其中一个角色。
The storyline of the Bible tells us God has a plan.
哎，圣经的戏剧的剧情告诉我们说，神有一个计划。
But the Bible also tells us something not only about God,
但是圣经不仅仅启示了有关神的计划而已。
It tells us something about ourselves,
更启示了有关我们自己的事情。
It tells us how we fit into the story.
圣经告诉我们说我们在这个故事里头是什么角色，扮演的是哪一个角色。
It tells us our biggest problem, which is our sin.
圣经也告诉我们，哎，我们的最大的问题是什么？就是我们的罪。
It tells us of our greatest need, which is forgiveness and reconciliation with God.
圣经也告诉我们，我们最大的需要是什么？就是我们需要赦免，我们需要与神和好。
And so as we read Act 1,
所以当我们读了圣经的第一幕。
And we see Adam in communion with God.
我们看到亚当夏娃跟神亲密无间的关系。
We realize that's what we were made to be.
我们就认识到，哎呀，我们本来应该那样的。
When we read Acts 2 and see Adam's alienation from God,
当我们看到了第二幕, 看到亚当夏娃跟上帝隔绝了, 堕落了, 犯罪了,
we realize that's our deepest problem, is that we're separated from God.
我们就恍然大悟啊, 原来那是我们自己最大的问题, 因为我们也与上帝隔绝了。
And as we read that unfolding third act of redemption,
那当我们读到第三幕, 神的救赎的不断的发展的时候,
we realize Jesus Christ came into this world for us.
我们就认识到原来耶稣基督神的儿子来到世上是为我们而来的。
A London newspaper once asked for essays to be submitted.
伦敦的一个报纸呢，有一次，要求大家投稿。
On the subject, what's wrong with the world?
这个投稿的题目呢，要写一篇文章，题目是这个世界问题出在哪儿。
A Mr. G.K. Chesterton wrote,
有一位人叫这个名字, 他写了一篇文章,
Dear Sirs,
亲爱的先生们,
I am,
我就是问题的根源,
Sincerely yours,
最后写, 敬上,
So, what's wrong with the world?
这世界问题根源何在?
I am,
我是问题的根源。
The Bible draws us into the story.
圣经呢，把我们慢慢带进这个故事当中。
It holds up a mirror to us.
然后把这个镜子拿起来，照心镜，你照一照吧。
And it tells us what our problem is.
然后让我们看到我们自己的问题所在。
And it tells us what God's solution is.
也告诉我们神给我们所提供的答案又是什么。
God demonstrates His own love for us in this.
神向我们显明了他的爱。
And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死了，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The drama of redemption is supposed to become your personal drama.
这个救赎的故事应该成为你个人的经历，个人的故事。
As you encounter the risen Christ,
当你遇到这一位复活的救主，你认识他。
And so I ask you tonight,
所以今晚我要问你,
have you trusted in the crucified, risen Son?
你是否信靠了这一位为我们钉死又从死里复活的神的儿子呢？
Do you realize that if your life is separated from this drama,
你知道吗? 如果你的生活, 你的生命跟这个神的故事, 神的戏剧无关的话,
then your life makes no sense.
那么你的生命就是毫无意义, 一片混乱的。
If your story is disconnected from God's story,
如果你个人的故事跟神所写的, 在经上的这个故事是毫无关系的话,
You don't have a story.
你根本就没有故事而言。
You finally begin to understand why you were made.
你最终你会了解为什么神要造你, 什么目的。
And what you're doing here.
你在世上生活的目的是什么?
When you see how your life fits into God's story in Christ.
当你看到借着基督, 你跟神如何挂上钩, 你如何进到他的故事, 你的生命才有意义。
And so through Christ, you can have life and salvation and meaning and purpose.
所以借着基督, 你可以得到拯救, 得到意义, 得到价值。
The good news of the gospel begins where? Right in the Old Testament.
福音从什么时候开始? 从旧约就开始了。
It really, truly is the old, old story.
这的确是那个古旧的, 古老的。 神的故事,
going all the way back to the garden.
一直我们追溯它的源头到伊甸园。
Is it your story?
这是你的故事吗?
Is it what makes sense of your life?
你的生命是不是这样开始?
Is it where you have your hope?
你的盼望是否在这个故事?
Let's pray.
我们祷告。